Today we're talking about why a true INFJ is so intimidating. We as INFJs are a unique breed. We all know that. And the more we allow ourselves to live out our own truth and to enjoy our real nature, the more we're going to see how that's going to intimidate others. We dare to do things that others might not dare to do. We dare to live out dreams and expectations and just desires that are way out of other people's comfort zones. But that shouldn't keep us from experiencing life to the fullest. That shouldn't keep us from creating the INFJ epic life on our terms. So before we get started today and we talk about five reasons why the INFJ is so intimidating, let me remind you that the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp is launching May 4th. So you can join the waiting list now so you get access to the early bird prize and get notified once we go live. Everything you need to know you can find in the links in the description. So join our amazing community of INFJs to continuously support and encourage each other and really help each other to see how great our life really is. Reason number one why the INFJ is so intimidating is because we live outside the box. Very often you will read INFJ quotes about, "I'm an observer. I see life happening outside of me." And for the longest time, this was something that on the one hand was scary and sad, but it gave us some kind of understanding of why we see the world differently than most people, why we feel like something is missing. But it ended there. This is what the INFJ community was like for the longest time. So I'm really great that this is changing because it was looked at from the perspective of poor me. I'm not going to appreciate life how others are. I cannot take part in it like others do, but at least I'm not alone. I know that there are people out there who feel the same way, so at least I feel less lonely. But there's so much more potential there. Because once you understand that living outside of the box gives you incredible powers, you can really use this to your advantage. Because you can create such an amazing life because you live outside of the box, because you're not obligated to conform to certain rules, you can create such amazing dreamlike states because, you know, you see how powerful you are and you're not constrained by unspoken rules. Because that's what living inside the box is all about. So many people have those rules that they follow that are not written. So they're not laws, you're not doing anything to harm anybody. But it seems like if I would do something that people would find weird, then I will get abandoned, I will get rejected. And for us INFJs, although we often shy away from taking that ultimate step, we're already so independent of that judgment that we don't want to fit into that box. We already know, oh, it's not going to make me happy to pretend I like the things everybody else likes. It just doesn't work. I've tried it. We already are aware of that. Now let's take it a step further. Let's really take the steps that most people don't dare to take because it just goes against their way of thinking. It's something that they psychologically cannot handle. And that's what makes INFJs intimidating. We already live outside of the box. We already dare to be different in a way that most people don't dare. But being different is all about being authentic. And the more authentic you allow yourself to be, the more you enjoy life, the more amazing things you'll create in your life. You'll never find a successful person who isn't outside the norm, who isn't outside of the box. And success isn't defined by, oh, I made that many millions or I've created these relationships. It's really uniquely what you want. So if you, for example, want to be a shepherd and this will make your soul full, then climbing the corporate ladder is not what success is. What success is following your heart and following what makes you excited about life. And guess what? When you do that, people will be intimidated by that, because they will see it as a strength that they wish they had, but they just don't. The second reason why the INFJ is so intimidating is because we don't need to impress others. People who need to impress others in order to feel good about themselves also believe that others need to impress the same people. Remember, we don't see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are. And so if people need to impress others in order to get some kind of validation, then this is how they interpret everybody else thinking and feeling as well. And so if you as an INFJ come along and, you know, you've learned all your life that being yourself is going to get you rejected somehow. It's not what people want to be very often. You'll recognize that you don't need to impress other people because it just doesn't work. Like, you've learned that, you've tried this. We can intimidate others really, really well. And so if we see others impressing a third person and they feel better about themselves, you know, we might think, let me try this as well. We've all tried this as kids, as, you know, really young adults. And every single time we've recognized, this just doesn't click for me. I don't get any validation through that. I don't get a positive emotion out of that. So I'm just going to stop doing that. And the moment you're independent of impressing other people, you can create such amazing results in your life. It's unbelievable. And we as INFJs have to get to a place where we're not ashamed about it. We can go about our life and stop trying to play the game that everybody else is playing. Let them do their thing. They know what's best for them, and we know what's best for us. So since you don't need to impress others, you can start impressing yourself. Create steps and results that make you proud of the person that you're becoming. So if you would look at your life, you would say, wow, that's an amazing life. That's an epic life. That's the life I would want to live. And so we, on the one hand, have to practice understanding what is going to make us feel this way, because most of the time we don't even know. And second of all, to really practice that small, consistent steps towards our INFJ epic life are enough to create that amazing emotion in ourselves. And yes, people will look at you and will not know how to interpret that, because they see that you're doing these amazing things, but you're not doing that in order to impress others. So some people might not be aware of what you're doing. Others might look and might not acknowledge it because you're just doing your own thing. But at the end of the day, you're just not going to care, because you're going to be so excited about taking the next step and how that's going to make you feel like, that everything else just subsides. The third reason why INFJs are so intimidating is because we're strategic thinkers. So strategic thinkers in the sense of, we already know that we have to conserve our energy. We're not the people who can take 500 steps and maybe two of those steps will make sense to us. We know that we're going to get burned out much sooner. So what do? We learn how to conserve our energy and take steps in the areas that make sense. We take steps in the areas and towards the things that are going to make the biggest impact for us. And because of that, people look at us and see, oh, you're doing such big steps. How can you do this? Well, we can do this because we know that these are the areas that are going to make a difference. We don't need to make 1,000 small steps. We can go outside of the norm in certain areas, make steps that make sense for us. So some of us might quit their jobs. Others might move to another city. We can make those moves happen because we're strategic thinkers. We know that if we use our energy, we better use it to create a big impact in our life. And that is a very intimidating quality. People are at awe at this. And you will see how people will look at you and they will not admit it. You cannot expect people to look at you and say, wow, you impressed me. You're not going to get that. Just know that if you do things that impress yourself, if you do things that prove to you, yes, I'm doing the things that I want to do. I'm taking the bold moves because that proves to me that I'm alive. That proves to me how powerful I actually am. You will inevitably intimidate others, and that's okay. Please don't shy away from that, because how other people react to you is none of your business. People might love you. People might hate you. They might be bored by you. They might be intimidated. None of it has anything to do with you. It's just their interpretation. And the more you practice this, the more you recognize that all those feelings of judgment and rejection and fear of abandonment are also just things that are going on in your head. Because some people will have those reactions about you, and some people will not care about you at all, and some people will think you're great. But the moment you deal with your own negative emotions and you heal them and you go through them and you're independent of them, you're not going to waste your time thinking about what other people might think. The only things we really care about when it comes to rejection, for example, are things that we believe on some level. If somebody rejects you because you're from a certain city and you have no problem with your city, You're not going to care. You will know that this has nothing to do with you. And that's where we want to get to. So really challenge yourself and take steps that prove to you that, yeah, you're living your INFJ epic life. You're making it happen on your own terms. And again, the bootcamp is a great way to emphasize that, because our amazing community of INFJs is such a support system and everybody keeps coming back. And it's this amazing reminder that gets us back on track. The fourth reason why the INFJ is so intimidating is because we can read people. And every single time you can read people, it will be an intimidating quality. Because in order to read people, people have to hide something. Otherwise, you wouldn't be calling it reading people. You would just say, I'm listening to what they're saying or what they're doing. No, we can read between the lines. We understand what their motives are. We understand where they're coming from. And people don't want to show that. Otherwise, they would. And so if you come along and you see their insecurities, you see their hidden motives, they will be intimidated, because then they're not in complete control of their situation. They're afraid you will destroy the construct that they have built for themselves, this protection mechanism that they feel they can go out into the world with and nobody is going to be able to identify it. Well, we very often can. And so people who recognize that you're able to read that will be intimidated by you. And what do so many INFJs do? They try to convince the other person not to be afraid of us, that we only have good intentions, that we're not going to use that against them. Don't waste your time doing this. This is really a disaster waiting to happen. It's not on you. If people are afraid of their insecurities being seen, then whatever you say, whatever you do, you're not going to be able to convince them that they're safe with you. That's for them to decide. Just stop trying to make yourself small in order to protect others' feelings. If people see that you can read them, well, that's part of life. It's like saying, oh, I can see you wearing a green sweater. So I have to pretend my entire life that I don't see that you wear a green sweater in order to not make you uncomfortable. And the moment they recognize that you are aware of their green sweater, you have to try to convince them that wearing a green sweater is not a bad thing. Well, they think it's a bad thing. They want to hide it. So there's nothing you can do about it. So just be aware, it is an intimidating quality. It's something that gives you strength, and you don't have to go out of your way to convince others that you're not intimidating. Yes, part of you is intimidating. So what? That's also the reason why you can be so generous, why you can be so kind, why you can go out and do things without expecting anything in return. And the fifth reason why the INFJ is so intimidating is because we're fiercely independent. So this isn't just about living in the box or living out of the box. This is about being okay with being on our own. We have learned to be okay with little social interaction, with a lot of free space, a lot of free time. And yes, we learned that it gets even better once we create interdependent relationships. But the basis of all of this is we can be independent. And what we have to learn is that there's nothing to be ashamed of. And the moment people recognize that you're not only independent, but on top of that, you're not apologizing for it. Yes, I can do my own thing. Yes, I make choices that go against what most people are doing. So what? Doesn't bother me. And the moment they recognize this, it will make some people intimidated by you. And again, it's okay. Get used to the fact that you are intimidating to other people. Stop hiding it. Stop trying to change it. It's just part of life. The sooner you accept it, the less you're going to think about it. And you can focus on all those amazing qualities that come with those aspects that make other people intimidated by you. Those are our strengths. Those are not things we should hide. Stop making yourself small. Go out, be all that you can be, shine bright, and enjoy your INFJ epic life. Remember, if you want support with this, join our amazing community of INFJs who keep coming back every single time we have a bootcamp. Remember, this is lifetime access. So once you're part of it, with every new round, you get invited back in. And so we're continuously coming back. We're reminding ourselves where we're at. We're taking those next steps and creating the INFJ epic life on our terms. Everything you need to know in order to join our waiting list, to get access to the early bird prize and get notified once we go live May 4th, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.